My favorite piece of music is Handel's Messiah. And one of the things that is remarkable about what Handel does with this composition is how he paints scripture musically. And it's not accidentally that Messiah begins with references to our first reading from the prophet Isaiah. For those of you who are familiar with this amazing composition, after the opening sinfonia, the strings begin with these beautiful, rich tones as the tenor soloist then comes in with singing the words, "Comfort, comfort my people," taken directly from Isaiah chapter 40. And then there's a beautiful aria set to the words, "Every valley shall be made plain." And as the music continues to grow, we come to the first chorus, which is also a setting of this passage from Isaiah, "And the glory of the Lord will be revealed." It's not by accident that Handel has chosen this text as the way to unfold this musical masterpiece. Not only does Handel focus on this remarkable text, these are also words that are used repeatedly in the New Testament. For you see, there is something about the prophet Isaiah that prepares the way for Jesus. And so throughout the month of December, priests, when reading what are called the Office of Readings, are delving into the prophet Isaiah. And in our scriptures at Mass through this month, the same is true. So why is it that Isaiah is such an appropriate prophet for this time of the year? Well, I think it's because of the themes. At the very heart of this reading is this language of comfort. "Comfort my people," says the Lord. Why do we need comfort? Because of the kind of world that we live in. We live in a world where it does seem that this place where we are is a wilderness place. We live in a world where the experience of life is such that there is that recognition that all people are grass. Their constancy is like the flower of the field. That struck me in a profound way this past week. On Friday, I presided at the funeral of a woman who died at the age of 56. And then on Saturday, I presided at the funeral of a man who was 66. And in a way I don't think I've experienced in my priesthood, I was aware of a deep sadness in my heart over the course of the weekend because of the frailty of human life, its uncertainty, the speed with which it can come to an end. And so this idea that we see here in the scripture that we are like grass and our constancy like the flower of the field is one where the church is called to be a community of comfort. The church is called to be a community of true care. For what is it that happens when people comfort one another? They can't take away the pain that the other is experiencing, but that they can truly enter into it. They can truly be present to the one who is mourning. And one of the things that struck me about these two funerals on Friday and Saturday was the pastoral care of this community of St. Peter's. The musicians who came to sing, the CWL who back-to-back days put on luncheons for 250, 300 people. All of those within our community who as servers, sacristans, were here and able to be present, struck me as being a beautiful expression of this text from Isaiah. For you see, the church as the community of the faithful is that community where we also understand our own vulnerability. We understand our need for a Savior. We recognize in the words of today's gospel how easy it is for us to stray like sheep, how easy it is for us to get lost in a world like this. And so we hear Jesus ask the question to us too. What do you think? If a shepherd has 100 sheep and one of them has gone astray, will he not leave the 99 and go in search of the one? For as that text ends today, it is not the will of your Father in heaven that one of these little ones should be lost. Do you hear that? It's not the will that anyone be lost. But here's the thing. To be able to enter into the lives of the vulnerable as one who is vulnerable brings us to the end of ourselves, where we need to so trust in and be dependent upon the mercy and the grace of Jesus Christ, that we too need to be a people who receive the comfort that only Jesus can give us. And so in these days, as we are preparing for Christmas, in these days where darkness literally encroaches upon the land, may we take time to listen to Handel's Messiah. May we take time to recognize that Isaiah, who wrote these words, was in captivity. He was in Babylon, away from home. And as I said in my Sunday homily, we too are a people who are away from home. We are in exile. But in that place of exile, we also sing the song of those who are being freed. Get ye up onto a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings. Lift up your voice, do not fear. Say to the cities of God, here is your God. And that was the amazing gift about Friday's funeral for Rita. The amazing gift about Saturday's funeral for Larry is that in the midst of the sorrow, in the midst of the loss, I could, as a priest, say, behold, here is your God. And with confidence, even though feeling sadness in my heart because of the reality of the loss, speak to the truth that one day we will be home. We are on a road. This is the road of exile, but the road also of return. Comfort, O comfort my people, says the Lord. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem. This is the kind of community that St. Peter's is, of comfort and of tenderness. And what a privilege it is to be amongst you.